Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, Rusty, how are you doing today?
Hey, Cindy. Thanks for the call. Glad to be here.
I did not have you on my sonar, pun intended, until the Grizzly Awards. I'm sorry.
No, keep it coming. I want to see okay. How many nautical puns you've got in your system.
No. That's all I'll do, I promise.
Okay.
But anyway, I did not know about Rusty Shipp until the Grizzly Awards when I started seeing people voting for you. And I was like, who is this? And by golly, y'all were nominated for Alternative Rock Album 2019 for Liquid Exorcist, Alternative Rock Song of the Year for Breaking Waves. And I went and I listened to that. That catchy tunes, Elijah got to those heavy riffs, you had me sold.
Awesome.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that experience of being nominated for an award like that.
Well, it was really amazing. I mean, we'd never heard of the Grizzly Awards, much like most people. So it was news to us, like, oh, we were nominated for what? And, you know, we started checking that out, and we're like, well, these are some big bands that we're in the same categories with. This is a pretty big deal. So we were just really elated in our band, and the elation just continued to increase as the weeks passed by, as buzz got around for the Grizzly Awards. And then obviously the night of the awards itself was awesome. So many people logging in, hundreds of people watching. It was a huge honor for us, and also just a great opportunity because we got connected with a lot of new people for the first time as a result of the Grizzly Awards. And I try to actually send a thank you message to anybody that likes our Facebook page. And I always ask, hey, thank you so much for liking our page. How'd you hear about our band? And more often than not, they say the Grizzly Awards, at least the past few months. So it's just kind of wow. Like the proof is in the pudding. It was a very impactful event just to get our band name and our music out there onto more people's radar, onto their sonar.
There you go. I believe you've been nominated for a lot of other things.
We've gotten a lot of love from the website Jesus Freak Hideout in particular. We were nominated for 5 different categories in their awards. They do awards every year. This year, we were honored to be their Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Rock Album of the Year, Album Artwork of the Year. Pretty cool. And then we were also nominated for the Nashville Industry Music Awards for Music Video of the Year. And I think it was Rock Album of the Year.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And just with our band, like what we're trying to do, the band name, as long as it's named Rusty Shipp, you can't escape some kind of nautical flair. And I think that people just have a lot of fun with it. It instantly makes our band different from a lot of bands. And it's kind of funny. Ultimately, at the end of the day, anybody who's in a band is an entertainer. So we want to entertain people, and it's pretty entertaining having a nautical rock band. People love it. I think it's just going to keep growing and getting more and more interesting and creative and artistic and zany and everything.
Well, that's great. And I like this. I read on your Facebook page, Rusty Shipp makes hard rock music that sounds like Nirvana trying to play Beach Boys song right after hearing The Dark Side of the Moon.
That was a quote from CCM Magazine, actually. They did an article about us, and that was one of the things in the article. It was pretty hilarious.
I like that. Tell us who all's in the band.
So we got me. My name is Russ T. Shipp. I play guitar, sing, and do songwriting and some lead guitar. I'm from the D.C. area, and I moved down to Nashville 8 years ago to Music City, pursuing the dream. And the other guys in the band kind of did the same thing. They basically moved to Music City, where the streets are paved with gold for musicians, or so they say. And A.J., our drummer, A.J. Newton, he's from Shelbyville, Indiana. He's been here about 3 years. Actually, I met AJ like I think a month after he moved to Nashville from a Craigslist ad that I put out for a drummer. And we've been best bros ever since. And Elijah Apperson, the master shredder himself, lead guitarist. He's from Northern Virginia. Actually, he was from the same county that I was from. And we never met, but we met down here in Nashville from Craigslist, ironically. Speedy, on the bass, Andrew James Speed. He's from West Tennessee, a place called Union City. So same thing for him. Moved to Nashville, just looking for new opportunities with music and work, and 8 years ago. And that's just kind of how it goes in Nashville, because it is Music City and it's just a flurry of musical opportunities.
Well, when there's new music being written, what's the creative process? Do you all get together? Is it mostly you, or do you have like a partner in crime that writes with you?
For the most part, it all comes from my mind, at least from the starting point. I write all the lyrics. I write basically all of the major chord progressions and vocal melodies, and then I'll make demos of my ideas and then give it to the other guys, and then they'll come up with different ideas, and then obviously their drum parts, lead guitar parts and bass parts. Some of it is like with Eli for our Liquid Exorcist album. He and I were sitting down together a few times a week brainstorming guitar work in it, beyond just the chord progressions and the melodies, like what interesting sounds could the guitars make, and we kind of nitpicked specific notes and stuff and did different takes of solos and riffs, and basically came to a point where we both agreed on what we thought was the most compelling version.
It's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely been the most successful release we've ever done, most successful album. Honestly, it was a big game changer for us. We had some success with Mortal Ghost, our first album, and we actually got some awards from Jesus Freak Hideout on that also. Jesus Freak Hideout was the first kind of break that we had as a band, because they had a top 10 albums of the year, and this was a top 10 albums of 2017, and our album Mortal Ghost ended up on that list at number 2, which was the first time an independent band like us had ever made it to number 2 on the list, and there was only one other band that had even made it onto the top 10 list. So that was like a huge deal that those people just heard of us for the first time and loved the album so much that it beat out, major Christian rock and Christian pop and rap artists to make it onto that top 10 list.
It's a very unique sound, and it's a very unique album. I really have enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this. Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
Tell me some more about the song Breaking Waves. Can you kind of give us an idea about the story behind that?
Yeah, so the album is a concept album. Breaking Waves is part of the overall story from the Liquid Exorcist album, partially about warfare. And Breaking Waves is kind of like the closer of the album, with like a recap synopsis on kind of like the effects of war. And also, the concept of Breaking Waves is that with everything that man conceives or puts together or invents or creates, all of his technology and inventions and war machines and whatever, ultimately it will return to dust. The analogy is with breaking waves, these waves are literally breaking things down. So you can have these powerful ships and submarines, but something as simple as H2O will reduce them to smithereens, as the lyrics say. So it's kind of like anything that man creates, at the end of the day, something as simple as the most basic fundamental nature of water will ultimately break it down and overrule it in the long term.
Tell me the overall story behind the album.
It's called Liquid Exorcist, which is a pretty out there album title. And as the out there album title would indicate, it has a out there storyline. And for us, we were trying to do something that was just like, what is the most creative, artistic thing we can do? What is like the most imaginative thing we can put together? And so that's what Liquid Exorcist was. And it was our first attempt at making a concept album that followed a storyline. So the storyline basically revolves around sea mines, particularly in the 1940s. And there was some rogue sea mines that were found off the coast of America. No one knew where they came from, and they assumed that it was like the result of like post-World War II war or something like that, but it turned out that it was from a terrorist organization. So the government was trying to track down where these sea mines came from. The concept of the album kind of follows this story. It explores that story, but then finds ways in all the different songs to infuse philosophical and spiritual undertones in the different songs, basically drawing out philosophical messages revolving around that storyline.
That's cool. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. Okay, what's next after Liquid Exorcist? What have you got going on right now?
Well, we just released our newest music video, which was for our last single to be released from the Liquid Exorcist project. It's for the song 100 Crosses. Shortened it to make a radio version of it so that it can fit into the 4-minute radio format. And then this music video, it was animated by the guy that did our album artwork, Heinz Zaman. And he also did our SS Neuronic music video from the Mortal Ghost album as well. So that's pretty cool. Definitely check that out. As you can see, he's just a phenomenal illustrator and artist. He's my favorite artist. And so we're really proud of how the video turned out. The song itself, it's one of our favorite songs and a lot of people's favorite song from Liquid Exorcist. So it's kind of like the last hurrah or celebration from Liquid Exorcist before we start releasing new music, unreleased music. And so right now we're just in the writing stages of our next album. We are going to do a full-length album. It's really exciting. I can't give any details away on that, but I will say after doing our first concept album of Liquid Exorcist, everybody in the band was pretty happy with how it turned out. I don't know if we'll ever go back to doing non-concept albums because it was just so much fun. So this next album is definitely going to be a concept album. I think people will be really excited for what's coming down the pike. And our goal as a band is to make something that is going to be even more ambitious and creative and amazing musically than the last project. So that is the standard that we're holding ourselves to. And so that's our goal.
That's a lot to look forward to. I'm real excited about that.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Songs are great.
Yes. I'm sure they are because I know how much I love the last album. I know I'm going to love this one too.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this.
This hour is made possible in part by our business ministry partner, TPI Professional Print and Marketing Solutions, specializing in posters, flyers, banners, and more. Rethink your print. More info on the web at printingandaiken.com or by calling 803-226-7898.
One of the things that is very important, especially during this time, is your interaction with your fans. I noticed this thing called Shipmate of the Week. Tell me about that. What do y'all do?
We're trying to give the spotlight to our fans, and we try to do it every week, every Friday. It's just an opportunity on our social media pages to say, hey, here's a shipmate, and just put the spotlight on them, show a picture of them with a Rusty Ship t-shirt on, and then they get a chance to just say a little blurb about what they like about our band or what their favorite song is or something. So it's pretty cool. We've been doing that for several months and everybody loves it.
Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cool because it gets the spotlight off of us and puts it on like who are these people who are listening to this music. It's just kind of cool to just see who all these people are, what they look like, and the specific things they like about the band, and also what songs they like in particular.
I think that's a great idea. Anytime you can interact with your fans and find out what is really pushing the buttons and mm-hmm. and ministering to people and things mm-hmm. like that. I think it's a great opportunity. So I just thought that was a really cool idea.
And we're always trying to look for new ways that we can really get more connected to our fans and just engage with them. Like, we don't want that to be how it is with our band. Like, it's not just about the music, as important as that is for us. But we really are trying to do something powerful and impactful with our music and our mission and the philosophy behind our songs and stuff. So a big part of that is taking the time to intentionally connect with people on a deeper level and on a personal level. And one of the things I will say is that one of the blessings in disguise from the whole pandemic is that because shows have been shut down. Everybody has been forced to go online to continue getting their music out to people, connecting with people, and engaging in community. So we have really taken that extremely seriously, more seriously than we've ever taken it before during this pandemic, at a time especially when there's a greater need for community than ever before, because there's so much isolation in the times that we're facing. So one of the things that we did is that we actually started a secret club called The Ghost Ship. And The Ghost Ship is a way for our top fans to get connected with us on a personal level. We set it up through Patreon. It's like you pay dues, but then we have personal live streams and stuff that we do on a regular basis. So we can literally hang out with people and they can ask us questions. We can just talk about anything, whatever they want. And so we do that every month. And then we also do a live stream acoustic performance every month. Things like that are ways that we're still like intentionally connecting with our audience, honestly, on a deeper level than ever before. And also it's a way that we're like still getting some money coming in. So it's kind of like a win-win for everybody. It stinks that we're not getting any money from live shows right now. That's definitely a big blow for every band out there. We found ways to be creative and do something rewarding and meaningful that honestly is just, it's helping our band, helping other people in this time of isolation get plugged in with us and get to know us more on an intimate level.
You'll be able to find a link for that on your Facebook page, Instagram page.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. And also if you just go to patreon.com/rustyship, you can check it out.
Awesome. The fans need it. You need that interaction and that extra content that you can give them in a Patreon. It's a lot more personal. Mm-hmm. And I think that they appreciate that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And it's been phenomenal, just the response that we've gotten from it. Now that we've really introduced a more personal connection with people on a personal level, these people are messaging me and they're just like, man, the Ghost Ship is amazing. Like, wow, why did we not do this sooner? Like, people are just hungry for this kind of thing. It's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. It's such a great idea. And also, you have a lot of merch available on your website.
Yes, we do.
Buy merch. If you can't do anything else with Rusty Ship, you've got the Patreon thing. You've got merch that you can go purchase and help the band out during this time.
It is a really tough time. Yeah. And my calling is being an artist. God has given me a certain kind of mind and heart with a certain purpose. I'm forced to kind of put that gift on the back burner in some ways.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I need to know, what is your favorite, or the band's favorite even, road snack? Are you a car, van, or bus band?
I wish I could lie and say that we are a boat band, a ship band, or a yacht band, but alas, we are a van band.
A van band. Okay, so with a van band, we know that there's not a lot of refrigeration, so tell us what your snacks are.
We're kind of a weird band, I guess. We don't really do a lot of junk food or chips and soda and stuff like that. A lot of almonds and vegetables.
You're not alone. Don't be ashamed.
I don't want to be judged for being healthy.
It's okay to be all healthy.
Fortunately, I don't think anybody in the band is allergic to banana pudding.
Okay.
So I think we could try some of that.
We'll do that for sure.
You can't go wrong with like almonds and nuts and stuff like that, because it's good for you and it's just like good snack food you can kind of eat while you're on the road. I do like chips, preferably not junky chips.
Yeah, what kind of healthy chips you like?
Tortilla chips. Yeah.
All right.
Hummus. Well, hummus and guac.
We have some place to start right there. So sure do appreciate you talking to me today. I hope to get to meet you in person this year sometime.
I hope so, too. We will see. Yeah.
You know, who knows? We'll see you out there on the road somewhere. Thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Cindy. Nice talking to you.
Okay, that was Rusty Ship. Don't forget to check out my blog on solidrockradio.org, and I'm with Mothership on Facebook. Look for the links to Rusty Ship's social pages, including that Patreon page. Next Monday's Labor Day, and I think I'm going to come up with a few band stories to share with you. Thanks for stopping in. Stay tuned for more great music all night long. This show is going to be replayed at 4 a.m. and will be added to the Solid Rock Radio website archive and SoundCloud soon. I pray you have a wonderful week, and remember to be kind to one another.